says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Day 12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Thursday, the 22nd of August. And it is time for the Wow Factor with Danielle Crevier from St. Joe today. Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
Good morning, Ray.
It's got us good to see your smiling face.
Oh,
that's always fun. That's always fun. You know, it was cloudy until you got here.
Trying to bring the sun out.
Yeah, we say that every week.
Trying real hard.
So what is good? Give us a rundown. What's going on this weekend?
Yeah, we've got lots going on this weekend, of course. Kicking things off tonight, we've got some live music over at Rybell's featuring Mark Fix at 7 p.m. Forever Clean Soapworks has a bath bomb workshop tonight at 6:30. We've got Martini Madness and Barebone Bistro Music with St. Joe Jack happening at 6 p.m. at the Bistro on the Boulevard. We've got a public sandpaper social where you get to pick your own project. So there's a variety of projects you can pick to do at the Turquoise Top Hat in Stevensville. And of course, Ghostlight is presenting their latest musical, Urinetown.
You said a sandpaper event backing up one?
So. It's called Sandpaper Social, but you get to pick your own event. It's at the Turquoise Top Hat. So they do like wine or they do paint nights. You can do like those string art classes or a lot of different cool things. So
sandpaper, that sounds rough. But
I know, right? No, just a cute little name. And then heading right into Friday, we've got the second to last Friday night concert series, if you can believe it. Yeah, we've got this week it's featuring the Van Dyke Review. This is a free hour-long concert that we host at 7:30 to 8:30 down at the John E. and Howard Bandshell in downtown St. Joe. And of course, we've got the Heritage Museum with their Lighthouse open hours from 10 to 2 on Friday and Saturday and noon to 4 on Sunday, of course, weather permitting. The Box Factory also has some live music tomorrow night featuring Lake Effect Big Jazz Band. And that's at 7. And then heading right into Saturday, of course, we've got the St. Joe Farmers Market in Lake Bluff Park from 9 to 2. That is weekly every Saturday until October 12th. We've got the last outdoor summer movie featuring Mary Poppins Returns. That will be at the John E. and Howard Bandshell at 8:25 p.m. when the sun sets.
Nice.
We've got Round Barn Winery and they're jamming in the vineyard. And some live music over at Sister Lakes Brewing featuring the J.R. Clark and the All-Star Blues Mob.
Say that three times fast,
yep,
right?
It's a long name. Blues Mob, though. That's interesting.
It does sound interesting.
We've also got some live music over at The Livery featuring Gregory Stovetop at 9 p.m. Some live music over at Planks and Watermark Brewing. And then, of course, the drink of the weekend at Lazy Ballerina Winery is the Mimosa and Anniversary Bubbly Special.
Mimosa. That's just one of those fun words to say.
Yes.
Mimosa.
So you can grab a taste of that on Saturday and Sunday over at Lazy Ballerina.
You'd think that that would be in the movie Lion King, you know, Mufasa, Mimosa.
Mimosa. Yeah. There you go, for the sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, of course, on Sunday, we've got the municipal band concerts at 3:30 and 7:30. This week, we're actually, they're featuring the Monday Musical Women's Chorus, so you can catch that special guest this weekend. And, of course, those concerts run through Labor Day weekend. I believe their last one is on Monday. And then at the Box Factory, we've got an open mic night. Mike Knight with host Nikki and Rob from 7 to 9 at the Box Factory on Sunday. We've got some more live music over at the Livery featuring their Earthwork Sunday Showcase. And of course, some more live music over at the Bistro and Summer Yoga and Brunch at North Pier Brewing.
Wow. Yeah. So another big list.
Another full weekend.
Yeah. Well, you brought some guests, but we don't have time now. So,
right.
No, I'm kidding.
Sorry, I talked too long.
Well, tell us who you brought this morning.
Yeah, we've got Veronica and Kristen from Fit for Fall 5K. That's coming up, believe it or not.
The Fit for Fall 5K. Hi, Kristen. Hi, Veronica. How you doing?
Hi, good morning.
Glad to have you here. Tell us a little bit. Well, first, I want to get to the race coming up, the 5K, but what's your involvement with the Fit for Fall 5K? I'll start with Kristen.
I am in part with the planning and work at Leco Corporation, one of the sponsors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how about you, Veronica?
I'm actually one of the co-race directors. So I've been putting this race on with another co-worker of mine, Maria Hutchins, for the last 8 years. So
why do you do this? Why do you keep doing this every year? There's got to be something that you're getting out of it.
You know, it's been a great opportunity for the community. We started it as part of our wellness program, actually. We kicked off our wellness program in 2012, and we had a 5K for employees and their friends, and we got everybody together at Riverview Park, and we ran this race, and we donated, you know, money to some organizations in the area. And, you know, it went really well. And, you know, we thought, well, let's just take this public next year.
Keep
and
it
so
going.
The following year we did, we took it public, and then it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the community seems to like it. So we have a great turnout, and
weather permitting.
You know, weather permitting. I know we always have some sketchy weather things, you know, it seems like every other year we have, you know, one year it's really, really great. And then the next year it's really, really like cold and rainy and stuff like that. So fingers crossed that it's going to be a great year this year. So
how many runners last year, Veronica, was there? Do you remember?
We usually, the last couple of years, we've had about 550 racers. We usually get another couple hundred spectators down there too. So we have family members that come out. It's really a family friendly, you know, event, because we encourage people to kind of stay around afterwards. You know, we have a silent auction. So we're always encouraging people to stay around and have a good time, visit, vote on or bid on the silent auction, I guess is what they do. And, you know, it's just kind of a real family-friendly environment.
Kristen said she's just here for moral support, so, I'm going to engage her in conversation and make her nervous here. I'm just kidding. So how long have you been involved, Kristen, with organizing this at LECO?
I've been with LECO about a year and a half. Yeah. So last year I had some minimal responsibilities, and this year I'm kind of shadowing Veronica a little bit.
You must have missed a meeting, so they nominated you for extra work, right? That's usually how that works.
Yeah, actually I was out of town for the race last year, this will be the first time I get to attend.
We had some staffing changes too. So, you know, Kristen's kind of taken on a little bit more responsibilities in certain areas. So, you know, we're kind of just really getting her infiltrated in all this too. She's also our key contact for our sponsors and our charities and whatnot. So anytime we need to get the word out to them, they really help promote the race a lot. So,
all right. So we haven't said when is the race now.
Oh, yeah.
People are like, well, okay, you're talking about the race. When's it going to happen?
It's Saturday, October 12th. 9 a.m., and we are moving locations this year. We usually have it at Riverview Park, but because of the water down there, we decided about a month ago that we're going to move to downtown St. Joe, below the bluff, similar route to what other 5Ks in the area do. So we're actually getting all that information finalized with the city so we can update our course map and everything. But we will be downtown St. Joe this year. You know, we usually have a big tent set up. We'll have that set up this year. We always have a lot of post-race refreshments. Like I said, we have a silent auction underneath the tent there. So our early registration deadline is coming up, though. It's September 1st, or by September 1st. So August 31st, I guess, is the cutoff date.
So what's the benefits of the early registration then, Veronica?
So you can save $5. And then you're saving $10 because registration rates right now up until August 31st are $25 for adults and $15 for youth 14 and under. And then they'll increase by $5 after starting September 1st. And then that rate stays the same until the week of the race, and then they'll go up again. So you're going to get your best rates if you register early by September 1st, and that just kind of helps us plan a little bit better. So we do guarantee pretty much everybody gets a race shirt. We'll make sure everybody has a race shirt. We've always done that. But we do only put together 500 goodie bags. So if you really want a race goodie bag, we encourage you to register early. And I actually think we've kind of made it happen the last couple of years, even though we've had a little more than 500. We've tried to make it so everybody usually gets a goodie bag, but we do say 500 guaranteed. So
can I ask what's going to be in the goodie bags?
You know, honestly, we haven't really even finalized all that material yet, but we usually have it's a really good goodie bag. I'll say that. It's always a nice bag. We always try and keep a focus on some, you know, running related items or race related items. You know, as well
that
as some practical things like hand sanitizer. In the past, we've had toothbrushes,
nice
sunglasses, water bottles. So just a real kind of variety. Coupons. Sometimes we try to get coupons in there too. So
it's the Fit for Fall 5K. It's on August the 12th, or October 12th. Sorry,
October 12th,
I was freaking people out.
I know.
It already happened. October the 12th. So, but you want to get registered by the end of the month here to save a couple of bucks on it.
Yep.
How can we find out more information and get registered then, Veronica?
FitForFall5K.com. So Fit the number 4. Fall, and then 5K.com. And then all the race information is there. And we do, this year, for the first time, we're doing a multi-person discount. So if you have a group of four or more, then you want to register, and you can do it right online, it walks you right through it, you can save another $5. So you're really getting the best rates if you've got a group of four and you register by September 1st. So.
Right. All right. FitForFall5K.com. Yep. And it's fit in the number four.
Yep.
Fit for fall, 5K.
Yeah.
Fit for fall, and then the number 5K. So if you just start typing, I did it this morning. If you just start typing,
it'll
fit
pop
for
right
fall,
it pops up.
So you don't have to worry about that. It'll all help it out. So.
And then I want a special thanks, real quick, to our presenting sponsors, Lico, obviously, also Stark's Family Funeral Home, and Planet Fitness of Benton Harbor.
Yeah.
Pretty big presenting.
Isn't that great when you get so the community comes together and businesses come together to support events like this?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Starks has been with us pretty much since the beginning. So,
yeah.
And Planet Fitness, too. Every year they're always doing something for us. So, they're great.
Starks does a lot of community involvement with other things besides this, too. It's great. Love the folks over at Starks as well.
They do.
Kristen and Veronica from the Fit for Fall 5K coming up October the 12th. FitForFall5K.com is the website to get registered. You'll want to get registered, like you said, by the 31st is ideally, but the first to get registered for the race. Real quick sidebar question. You said some 500 racers usually come in. Do they come in a lot local, or do you get them from all over the...
Oh, we get them from all over the place. We've had people... Illinois, we see a lot of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, up Grand Rapids area too, and Kalamazoo.
The farthest away that you've...
I think we've had people from California before. I'm pretty sure we had somebody from California. And I think they had some sort of connection, and they just happened to be here in the area. I mean, obviously, they didn't come all the way from California, but but still, you know, it shows up as in our thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do. We get a lot from the area. And I probably should tell you, too, who we're racing for.
Oh, yeah. Our
charities, organizations that we're racing for. Caring Circle, which is a program through Spectrum Lakeland. Their hospice at home is really kind of how we got that. And the Logan Center for Autism in Southwest Michigan and the Alzheimer's Association. So
awesome. And they've got a walk coming up here next month as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Alzheimer's walk. We'll be talking and meeting with them, a little bit as we get a little closer to that too.
Great.
All right. FitForFall5K.com is the website. Kristen and Veronica, thanks for coming in. Kristen, thanks for, I mean, I had to almost turn your mic off. You were talking so much over there.
Thanks for having us.
glad to have you here this morning. So, all right, Danielle, for more information on this or anything else, how can we find out more information?
Sure. Of course. You can always visit us at stjitterday.com. Follow us on any of our social media channels or stop by our Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe across from the Chocolate Cafe.
And I just called you Danielle, didn't I?
Yeah,
okay, good. I wanted to make sure. Whew, I haven't had enough coffee yet this morning. That's your wow factor for this Thursday.